How self-satisfied you are, tugging me by the hand towards this room, not even waiting for all the guests to leave. What do you think of me? You don't even know me. And it seems you know nothing of my culture to not let the hostess stay until the end. Oy, Heriumla. And that smug smile on your face all night, as if you didn't see my disgust. Your people are a scourge to these coasts. You think I don't know what you all do? Oh, but you're different, you say. How can I trust a single word that comes from your mouth? You and my father decided this fate for me. The Munatar knows I had my heart set on someone else. So understand this, Rochilaine. Married we might be, but I will never submit. If we do anything together, it will be on my terms, or you will wake up with my dagger in your chest. Am I understood? You may now be the wealthiest man in Garila, but my parents are powerful shamans. If you ever hope to fall asleep without being tortured by the thoughts and sensations and sounds that they can conjure, then you will treat me with the respect that I deserve. I am not a woman that you can drag by force to your bed and then discard. Husband, if you want any peace, you will treat me the way I deserve. Like a Garilieva, like an Amantha. You will never beat me, never rough me up, never call me unkind names, and never disparage me publicly. These are my terms, take or leave them. In return, I will cook your favorite meals. I will keep our home tidy and our hearth warm. I will mend your clothes and tend our farm. I will entertain your guests, and I will give you children. I can't promise you passion, you know this. But I'll turn a blind eye if you choose to take other women, as long as they're willing, but they cannot be related to me. I will not be your servant or a harlot, but I will be a good wife. Why are you smiling? Do you think this is funny? I meant every word that I said, Rochilaine. That's not why you're laughing? Oh, you. Well, thank you. Yes, I am formidable. You do not wish to see how much so. Anyway, I guess we should do what's expected. No! No, I've never, that's not something I've done. Yes, I'm aware that it might hurt, so be gentle with me. Yes, I'm trembling. I'm nervous. I've heard you Norsemen are rough with your women, and I'm scared. My sister told me that it hurts. You won't hurt me? And we don't... No, I have to. It's what's expected of us, they'll ask. You would lie? Really? You'll wait until I'm ready. I'm speechless. Thank you. Oh, you're very different from how I imagined you to be. Thank you, husband. I know you probably expected this tonight, and there are ways I can take care of you without... Are you sure? Thank you. I won't forget this kindness. Of course. You may kiss me. Your arms are so strong. I've never been held in a man's arms before. And you smell wonderful. Yes, really. The skin of your hand is rough, but your touch is gentle on my face. May I touch your face too? Yes, my hands are soft. I make soap and the lye. It softens them. You're handsome. You look very different from the men in this village. Your face is weathered by the sun. Your long hair is tied in intricate braids. And your eyes sparkle. You must be very popular with women. You had eyes for me? You mean this was your idea? Oh. Wow. I don't know what to say. Yes, I remember seeing you a few times over the past few years. You were always serious. The other men in your party were loud and coarse, which, you know, here, that's not much of a problem. But you considered each word, each response. That's respectable. You're an intelligent man. You never fell for it when my parents offered you a bad deal. We're merchants, we know how to haggle, but you saw through it. You understand business. Oh, right. Of course. I understand. Yes. I'll give you some privacy. I should get back to our guests. Thank you, husband. I wasn't expecting such restraint, and I was rather harsh. I'm sorry. I won't forget this. Yes. Good night. Sleep well. We have this tradition that what you dream of on certain nights portends your future. I hope you dream of something beautiful. Kaunito unya. Time skip. My dear, you're still up. Does something trouble you? Reviewing the ledger. You really are quite the merchant. It has yet to be a month since you've become head of this estate, and already you've hunted for sable and sourced amber. Kulta, I hadn't expected you to get to business so soon. I must admit, I found myself missing you while you were off hunting in the Kuala Peninsula. Husband, I don't wish to offend you, but may I ask something sensitive? I very much appreciate your patience on our wedding night and, you know, the night we spent together after, but since then, we haven't really discussed. I realize you've been away several nights this month, but are you attracted to me, Minkar? Am I not appealing to you? I've tried to be a good wife to make you happy, and I must admit you've rather softened me. The way you kiss me whenever you come to the door and I feel your beard tickle my chin. The way you praise my cooking, even though I know I'm nothing special in the kitchen. The way you discuss what's on your mind with me. You're a lovely husband, Lampy. I found, you know that I realized just how wrong I was to assume I knew anything about you. You're wonderful and tender and sweet. You're exactly what I hope for in a husband. It's just, we've only been intimate once. Oh, this is embarrassing. Yes, it was so wonderful. You were so sweet, and I loved every second. You were very gentle, taking your time to make sure I was completely relaxed and kissing me so tenderly. It was wonderful, and you did finish, so I hope it was good for you too. It was? I'm so glad. I can't tell you how relieved I am to hear that. But we haven't made love since. Do you still wish to lie with me? You do? Oh, good. Husband, why do you blush? Here, darling, let me take your hand. You can tell me anything. I don't know much about this, but my sisters have told me some things, and I believe I can please you. I believe you'll please me again, too. There's that smile. What is it, Ihanus? No, darling. Whatever you tell me, I will never judge you. I love you. Yes, I love you. My dear. Nothing you tell me now could change that. You have my whole heart. You want me to melt you? My dear, that isn't embarrassing. This is very normal. Many couples do this. Oh, I see. This will give you pleasure? When I was harsh with you on our wedding night, you were aroused. You want me to be this way? No, not at all. It isn't a problem. I haven't heard of this before, but as I said, I don't really know much about these things. Well, if this will make you feel as good as you made me feel, then I want to try. Just tell me. Tell me how to do this. Well, of course. I want to be your fantasy. And I only told you that you couldn't rough me up. I have no qualms about doing so to you. Yeah, if you're certain this will please you, then of course. So, the way I do this is, I just take control? I don't want to hurt you, Kultha. I want this to feel good. Tell me what you want, please. Yes. I want this to be good for you. Tie you up. Of course, I can do that. Yes, of course. Let me just find some cord. Okay. Hold out your wrists. There. Is that snug? Is it too tight? Good. Okay. Well, and I can command you, right? And you'll tell me if it's too much. You promise? Whew. Okay. Get on your knees. What are you doing? I need to make you. Omenkar, you're testing me. I think I like it. Let me just run my hand over your broad chest and feel those muscles twitch and tense underneath my touch. Do you want me to keep touching you? Well, then get on your fucking knees. That's it. That's a good boy. Kneel for me, like the good little thrall you are. Yes. Oh, my dear, this is fun. Seeing you look up at me, so needy, so desperate. Oh, I think I like this. Do you like this? Okay. Phew. Good. Good. Now beg. Beg like the depraved, perverse thrall that you are. Ah, yes. When you're tied up, you're just my little thrall, aren't you? Don't worry, dear. I'll be a good mistress. I'll even reward you for good behavior. How is that? Is it too much? Okay, okay. Ah, you really love this, don't you? Just listen to you moan, my dear. A jarl about town, but a thrall in the bedroom. Beg. Beg for my touch. Beg for my mouth on yours. Beg for my sweet, soft thighs to straddle yours. Beg to feel my breasts press up against your chest. Beg for it. Now. Oh, yes. You depraved little thrall. You love being bossed around, don't you? Does this make your cock hard? I can tell it does. Why, you're just desperate for me to untie your breeches, since you can't use your hands. But it's so much fun to watch you squirm and writhe and strain against them. Your hips bucking because just the feeling of your cock brushing that fabric is, well, it's something. Say please. Please. Amantha, please. Karolieva, untie these for me. That look in your eyes and the way you're almost drooling. I had no idea you wanted this, dear, but you look so delicious. How could I possibly deny you? Okay, let me just... There. Oh. Oh. You're already so fucking hard. Voi herjumala, me. You're going to fuck me with this hard cock. Stand up, thrall. Yes, let me slip these down. When I'm on my knees like this, I bet you want me to suck your cock, don't you? Yes, I know I could do that, but I don't want you to finish too soon. No, you're going to fill me up. You're going to give me a child, Mingar. Yes, you're going to make me a mommy. Do you like the thought of that? Your sweet wife becoming a mommy, an icy? Do you want me to have your child? I need you to say so. Just say the word, and we can either stop or continue. There. Good boy, yes. Fuck. Get me relaxed enough to take your cock. I'm going to undo this cord, and you're going to touch me the way you did before. The way that made me cry out your name. Yes. And if you fail to do so, Thrall, I will have you whipped. Don't worry, I won't actually. Unless you want me to. Yes. Yes. There. Sweetheart. Sweetheart, yes. Right there. When you circle your fingers inside me. So good. Such a good thrall. Such a good fucking thrall. Yes. Fuck, yes. What? What are you? Voyeur. When you suck your fingers with my juices on them. Oh God, that's so sexy. I'm ready for you. Let's go to the bed. I want you to touch me, darling. Yes, we'll keep you untied for now. I want your hands kneading my tits and my thighs while I ride you. And I want you to beg and moan and thank me for fucking a perverted, desperate little thrall like you. Yes, you're going to show me what a desperate, needy husband you are for your wife while she fucks you good and hard. Are you ready? You better be ready to fuck your seed deep into me, my love. Sweetie, at any point, if you need me to stop acting or stop entirely, I will. Is this okay? Good. Oh, good. Oh, fuck, yes. Lie back and take it like the irresistible, sexy fuck thrall you are. You're going to take whatever I give you and you'll fucking love it, Minkar. You'll fucking love it. What's that, darling? You're so close already. You love when your mistress fucks you hard, don't you? Don't you? Oh, you desperate, horny, perverted man. Who knew that such a respectable jarl wanted to be my needy little plaything? What would the others think? If they knew what a desperate little fuck you are for your wife. If they knew that I tied you up and mounted you and made you my personal fuck thrall. But your mistress is good to you, isn't she, sweetie? Yes, She loves you so much. She's even going to let you come deep inside and give her a baby. Ah, isn't that what you want, darling? To give your sweet wife, your lovely mistress, a baby. A big, strong Norseman like you will surely know how to get your wife pregnant. Pull your hair? You like it when I pull your long braids, darling. Oh, they look so sexy on you. But even sexier when they're wrapped around my hand and I tug them. Oh, just a little. Let me put my thumb in your mouth. Oh, while your hand is still clenched. While your hair is still clenched in my hand. Oh, suck it, thrall. Suck your mistress's finger, because we need to stifle those loud moans of yours, don't we? Yes, good boy. Such a naughty, perverted husband, letting his wife put her fingers in his mouth. You're still moaning so much. Do you love it, baby? Do you love when I take control? Do you love when I'm a little mean to you? The way your cock rages and throbs and pulses inside me. I can just feel how good this is for you. On your throat? I'm sorry, I'm too scared to squeeze it, but I can put my hand on it. Would that be okay? Okay, good. Oh, look at you. So flushed in the face. When my hand is on your throat, you're gasping for air, and your cheeks are bright red, but I'm not even squeezing, sweetheart. But you love it, I can tell. You're really close, aren't you? What would put you over the edge, Arrakas? Just tell me, and I'll do it for you. I want you to feel amazing, my love. I really do. Let me make you feel good. Let me make you come. Command you to. I can do that. Come. Come now. Come right now, or I won't let you. Come inside your wife's warm, tight, drippy cunt. Come inside and give me a baby. Give your mistress a child. Do it. Fucking do it, thrall. You're going to give me what I want. You're going to come. We're going to come together. I'll count you down, thrall. And if you don't come when I reach 10, then you don't get to. Don't worry. You still can, okay? I hope you remembered your Karelian. Gumanen. Not yet. Reaction. Just a little longer, my dear. Gaekshun. No. Not yet, Thrall. Sechiman. You like when my hands press into your chest while I rock my hips? Cozy. Yeah. You fucking Jew, you pervert. Vizi. You're so close, Rakash. Nelia. Are you gonna give it to me? Call me. Are you gonna make me a mommy? Gakshi, make me a mommy, Kulta. Oh, yes. Ukshi. Oh, come now. You there. Oh, you're shaking and you're so warm. I hope I didn't scare you or hurt you in any way. You liked it. Oh, I'm so glad. I did too. I think I really liked that, actually. You know, I think so highly of you, right? That I respect you so much. You're intelligent and wise and strong and honorable. I don't actually think of you as a thrall or in any way beneath me. Oh, you knew that. That's good. That's good. Did I do okay? I've never spoken to anyone that way before. You say I'm a natural? Hey, I'm not that mean. Well, I'm glad. Sex with you is incredible. Whether you're on top and we take it slowly, or I'm in charge and a bit feisty. You like both too? I'm so glad. Sweetheart, I can't wait to have a baby with you. Let's hug, Minker. Let's hold each other. And kiss. Oh, that's so good. My sisters never told me sex would be this much fun. Don't make me wait so long for the next round. Yes. I suspect you won't be quite so eager to go on hunting expeditions after this. Did I think it's weird? I mean, it's different, but I loved it. How long have you thought of this? You know, of a woman doing this to you? You heard stories on your journeys, and they excited you. I didn't know that many women did this, but wow, it's really fun. I thought only Aki, Yulmala's wife, was an aggressive lover. Maybe I am too. Thank you for trusting me, sweetheart. I don't take this trust lightly. I never want to hurt you, ever. But as long as what I do makes you feel good, then I'm happy. And besides, it was really sexy when you sucked my fingers. Oh, look, you're all embarrassed now. So cute. I love you, Lempi. Mia Shilmashuvachin. I'm so lucky for you. By the way, you know how I told you to have sweet dreams on our wedding night? I had a dream that night that we had lots of children. That makes you happy. Oh, culpa. It makes me happy too.